Welcome to Utilizing Tech, the podcast about emerging technology from Gestalt IT. This season of Utilizing Tech focuses on CXL, a new technology that promises to revolutionize enterprise computing. I'm your host, Stephen Foskett, organizer of Tech Field Day and publisher of Gestalt IT. Joining me today as my co-host is Craig Rogers.
Hi, Stephen. It's good to be here again. How have you been taking all of the recent news around CXL?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We now have AMD and Intel on the market with host platforms that support CXL. We were very excited to see Intel's Sapphire Rapids launch on January 10th, and we're definitely going to be diving into all of that. But of course, it takes more than a platform, a host platform, to deliver CXL. It's going to take a lot of other assorted devices, right, Craig?
It does. Obviously, we have a lot of other companies that need to contribute to CXL for it to properly grow. And now they're not going to be hindered by manufacturer engineering sample availability, and they'll have access to the wider market. We should see an increased pace here on product releases.
Yeah, I would expect so. It's going to be very, very exciting. I mean, we've been seeing CXL in demos up and running all last year on the Intel Sapphire Rapids platform. And now that it's been launched, I imagine that we're going to see a lot more products coming out. One of the companies that we talked to last year at FMS, at the CXL Forum and OCP Summit, was Marvell. And we actually talked to Shailesh Tusu from Marvell back at and in New York at the CXL Forum, but I wanted to invite him back to get a little bit of a deep dive into what Marvell is doing in CXL. So Shailesh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here. And I'm the VP of Engineering running the CXL product line at Marvell.
Yeah, and I know that Marvell is obviously one of those companies that produces, almost a component that's in almost everything. And so I wasn't at all surprised to see that y'all are producing CXL components as well. Maybe we can start off by sort of, I know that it's still new. Like I said, we just have our first host platforms that support it. But what is Marvell going to be making in the CXL world?
Yeah, Marvell sees as CXL as a very enabling technology for the next generation cloud and data center market. And we are focused on creating solutions that will allow our customers to create create optimized deployment of CXL memory, CXL pooling, CXL expansion. So it's going to be a wide range of products coming out in the future through Marvell.
And the first products then that we would expect to hear that would be hitting the market would be around memory expansion in servers, taking advantage of those CXL-enabled slots. I assume that's probably one of the directions Marvell will go as well.
Yeah, we're not yet ready to release our roadmap, but what we are doing is we are focused provide solutions that are broader than just expansion. And the order in which we'll be getting some products out will be coming out in the next few months.
Very good. We've seen with other companies that that there's a lot of development work on these products being done using FPGA, prior to committing to ASIC. Is that a similar approach that you're taking?
Yes. So we have actually developed an architecture that will allow us to scale from very small utilization of CXL scale to a very large utilization. And then we have taken that same architecture and design that we are putting into silicon into an FPGA platform. And you'll see we have done multiple public demonstrations on some of the features that our architecture allows to be done. And this allows our end customers also to try out the technology. As you know, it's a brand new technology, and the use cases are actually growing every year, every month, actually. Every few weeks, people are talking about sort of slightly a different way of using it. Our solution space with the FPGA, of course, allows them to experiment. But on the other hand, even our silicon and ASICs in the future will allow a bunch of flexibility that, as use cases evolve, we'll be able to adapt to it for most of them.
So, but of course, these aren't going to be products that end users are buying in the market. You guys are going to be enabling other people's products, which is pretty much what we've seen from Marvell all along. Is that right?
That's right. We are focused on providing the silicon that will then be going into various products that are developed by other users.
And the first products that we've seen in the market are memory expansion. I imagine that we're going to see a lot of memory expansion. You know, maybe not what Marvell is going to be working on, but what do you suspect is going to be coming down the road from CXL in 2023? Now that we have the host platforms, you know, what do you think is going to be coming to market this year overall in 2023?
Yeah, I think in the market, as you've seen, there are people coming out with memory expansion and direct connecting memory to the processors, which are very critical technology. We do need to get that out there in order for to get better. To get better utilization of the cores that are being put by both Intel and AMD, and we're working with both of them to enable our technology through that. But I see, even though the first products will start with memory expansion, it will move into more advanced things like sharing memory between processors and processor cores, better increased utilization of memory while you're also increasing the bandwidth of the cores going forward. So the later half of 23, as the technology matures, the scale at which the CXL will be used will keep growing. But the starting point is going to be direct connect memory expansion from a market perspective.
And what type of performance then are you seeing from those initial memory expansion units? Would you compare it to something similar as accessing RAM through another Neumann node?
Right. I think first generation of products everyone has been talking about basically equal to a Neumann node comparison. And I think that's the right way of starting to think about it. But we have to get better. So in order for it to really be deployed at scale, the performance or latency, let's call it latency, you know, there's a difference between latency and bandwidth, of course. From a latency point of view, the market is looking, in our mind, is looking for even better than a Neumann node. So we are very focused on latency and performance. We look at CXL, a lot of people are looking at CXL as saying it's a far memory. Sure, there's a utilization of far memory around the technology. On the other hand, the closer you can make the CXL memory to the processor memory, I mean, it's always going to have slightly higher latency than direct connect processors. The question is, how can it be somewhere between a Neumann node and a direct connect? So I see as the, you know, as the next generation products start coming out, that the latencies will be getting close, better than Neumann node, right? And we are focused towards that.
Wow, that's pretty exciting, because we were excited. We talked to Dan Ernst from Microsoft, and he was saying that they were in testing, they were seeing, you know, sort of remote Neumann node performance, and they were pretty happy with that. But you know, the idea that it could be even better than memory, regular system memory on another node is incredible. But of course, it makes sense, because there are PCIe links with CXL support that go directly into each processor and each processor complex, depending on the architecture of the mm-hmm. CPU. And so, you know, I can see that's the case, that it could indeed be even better than a remote Neumann node. I imagine, of course, that there's going to be added latency once you do have these memory expansion products. But it seems to me that there's a software landscape emerging as well that's going to support that. And I imagine that you all are working closely with that too, to make sure that your products are going to be supported everywhere.
Yes, we are. So we are working with multiple partners to make sure that we are sort of addressing the different use cases. There is going to be a use case for far memory that you know, maybe even a distance greater than Neumann node is still useful. There are applications like that for memory capacity expansion, for example. I mean, there are definitely applications that don't care as much about latency that may be using other technologies today that are higher latency than a Neumann node. And CXL is suited for those places also, where you can provide a much larger capacity memory to a single core. So we are, as I said, in our mind, the use cases are very broad and wide. And so we want to go for applications that are more general purpose that are better than a NUMA node, and then also applications that are really more targeted towards large memory deployments, in which case they can be far memory associated with that.
Have you been exposed or heard about some of these applications that are emerging that are going to be able to make use of the sort of memory expansion we're talking about? What are customers telling you?
So the first focus of customers is to be able to use their expensive processor cores, let's put it that way, to be able to get performance out of them. There are two aspects of this thing. As the core counts have increased to a socket, the amount of memory that we attach to that socket has reduced effectively per core, as how much memory can you put in there, and also the bandwidth. So yeah, the first deployment is, okay, how do we efficiently use our cores that are already there from the various host providers? But really the other part of it is, how do you effectively use memory? Because when you look at a rack, I mean, you look at multiple servers in a rack, in a cloud data center, for example, you might see that the amount of memory utilization at any given point in time across the rack is low, relatively low. Right, the memory is not in the right spot, the cores are in some other spot. So in order to better utilize the overall resources at the rack level is where I see the market will be starting moving towards. And that's where CXL will shine even much higher and have a much better use case than just directly connecting to one processor.
Yeah, it's actually interesting to hear about that, because I think so far much of the app or discussion has been around memory expansion to meet the needs of applications. But what you're saying is really true. If we can share memory in a sort of a rack scale architecture, then we can have a much better, much more efficient use of those resources. So, systems that need more memory now can have it now, and then they can give it up and another system can use it. That's very, very difficult to do currently with how servers are architected, but that'll be something that will be made possible once CXL extends outside the server and into this shared memory space. And I think that has to be pretty exciting for everybody in the industry, because it is, it's something we've never been able to do before in terms of building this kind of rack scale architecture. And I imagine that's the kind of space that you all are pretty excited about as well, because, as I said, I mean, already any kind of device in the rack is using a ton of different Marvell chips, and you guys will be right there, right? I mean, you'll be in the server, in the memory expansion, pretty much everywhere with these chips, right?
That's correct. And then if you see our, the demos that we are showing with our FPGA is at the rack level. Right. We have been running at the rack level for the last few months publicly. And so, yes, we do want to optimize for both cases, basically running at the full rack level and what are the resources optimized there, and then also directly connected to a host, because some applications are still very useful to be direct connected.
So the initial server platforms support CXL 1.1. That's what we've heard from both AMD and Intel. Should buyers be concerned about support for different CXL versions, since 1.1 doesn't technically support any of the things that we're talking about? Or should they be reassured that there's going to be compatibility there as new features and capabilities are brought to market?
Right. So they should be assured that there'll be compatibility. Of course, as the CXL 2.0 host processors get deployed, there'll be more features that we can enable around that. On the other hand, even the 1.1 CPUs with the our architecture as it's modeled in an FPGA is already doing some of the things that are really for 2.0, right? So now there are limitations in that. I'm not suggesting that they go without limitations, but it's already showing that the proof that the 2.0 will really enable the feature completely. So buyers should be able to get some of the advanced, let's call it 1.1 or closer to 2.0 features, even in their older processors as the industry matures around that. And then as 2.0 processors roll out, it'll get even better with the same devices.
You mentioned that you were building these products to scale. with the APIification of everything in this day and age, what are you doing to help your customers actually scale, manage, grow, monitor, maintain, and secure your products then? Marvell are a huge company that's very well resourced, and I'm sure you're putting in considerable effort there too.
Right. So there are two things that we think, there are multiple things, but there are two important things that we have to keep in mind as we are scaling. Security is a given nowadays, and we have to, of course, make it much, much more secure, especially as you start connecting multiple hosts together with the same device, right? And then there's RAS, so there's reliability. So our devices need to be actually more reliable than connecting a device directly to one host, because if we go down, we take down multiple hosts, right? Not just a single. So our blast radius is much higher. So we have done a lot of work within our device and architecture to ensure that our reliability is higher, better, equivalent to a better, trying to be much better than, a single host, so that we don't take down multiple hosts, or the probability reduces significantly. Apart from that, it's all about how do you actually enable that? How do you show that it actually works? So there's, CXL defines a fabric manager, for example. So we are providing a reference fabric manager, right, for our customers to play around with it, try it out. We have you will see some new release that we have done about a platform around an FPGA solution that will also become the ASIC solution from a reference platform, so our customers can quickly try it, our customers' partners, so that they can create new ideas on how they deploy it and how their infrastructure should actually look like around that. There's no substitute for actually seeing things running and working, as opposed and we are already seeing good traction and good ideas from our end customers once they use our platforms to try different things.
Yeah, that reflects what we've seen, I think, at some of these shows. As you mentioned, I mean, a lot of the pre-production stuff is being demonstrated now, and it seems to work pretty well. I wonder if you can look into your crystal ball. When do you think that this is going to happen? When do you think that we're going to get rack scale and so on? I mean, you're more connected with this, with the development process, you've been in the industry a long time. You know that it takes time to bring these things to market. And we just got our first, our first host platform literally, in the last month. When will we start seeing rack scale memory sharing, and when will we still see future versions of CXL?
Right. So, the speed at which it'll get deployed will partially depend on the solutions that people are providing, right? Like ourselves, right? So what will happen is that as the market and our customers see what our solutions do and get comfortable with that it can be deployed at scale, then it sort of will accelerate of when it'll be shown into the market. Now, looking at the crystal ball, I would think that the deployment, like a deployment at the mass level, at a large scale, is probably still about 2 to 3 years away. So it's more in the 2025 range is when it gets to a level that is used at a larger scale.
Yeah, that seems reasonable and realistic. I mean, there's going to be quite a bit of time before rack scale comes into place. But that being said, I would believe that memory expansion internal to the chassis is probably going to come this year, 2023. Would you agree to that?
I would say initial deployments will definitely start showing up this year. You're seeing demo. You're seeing some silicon in the market, and people are trying it out. As far as the large scale deployment, even for that connectivity, we'll have to see, because the people again are still getting used to sort of getting confidence in this technology and how it works. And my personal opinion is that'll be really 2024 before you start seeing wide deployment, even for an expander sort of use case and direct connecting. And then from there, it'll go move relatively quickly to 2025, where we can go, multi-hosted.
And given the sensitivity, as you mentioned, with reliability, given the sensitivity to these systems, my understanding, and I'm I wonder if you've heard this as well, is that the system vendors, the system integrators, everybody is being very, very cautious before they qualify this for use. I know that Intel and AMD are doing a ton of testing to make sure that the systems, the platforms are really ready and that this stuff is really, really going to work. Is that what you're seeing as well, that people are being very cautious before approving and qualifying these?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. And as I said, it's not only the reliability and system testing, it's also security. Now, if it's for the first time, you're now taking, you know, something that is usually inside a caged box, right, and directly connected that you can't get access to a serial link that, you know, a PCI type of link, it is PCI link effectively, that is sort of has the ability to get out of the box. So you have to make sure that all your security aspects are covered around that. So that's the other part of it, why I think it will probably take more than 2023 for real deployments, right? It'll really be 2024.
I think I would fall in line well. I've said a couple of times, I have a personal prediction that we'll see an increase in cadence in terms of release of PCI Express and now CXL versions. And I think even by 2025, we could potentially be seeing CXL2 enabled servers. And that would coincide very well with that, you know, the bedrock of testing and adoption from the CXL 1.1 devices. So it would be great to see if that was the case when things really started picking up and products like yours then across multiple hosts were coming into play.
That's about the time that the next generation of server platforms will be in the market as well, Craig. So I think that's a good thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
I guess given all of this, you know, is it too early for people to be excited about CXL, or should they be starting to dream about what they can do with this technology when it does come to market?
No, I think it's not too early for people to be excited. But on the other hand, there's a lot of caution as the excitement is there. So it has to be and it's been monitored. One of the things is people are also, there's a lot of new terminology being thrown out there in the market. And, you know, even understanding what is expansion versus pooling versus a NUMA node, although the definitions, and as I see some of the demos around there, the definitions are sort of, you would think they're a little vague, right, as far as what people call expansion versus pooling. And so there is a lot of excitement, but at some point we got to make sure what are the real products and what are the real use cases that are deployable at scale, because, you know, and that's what I think people are working through in the next, you know, 12 to 24 months in the market.
Yeah, that's a real good point. And I'm glad you brought up the question of security as well, because it's going to be very interesting to see where that goes, especially with external memory, because as you said, essentially, this is going to allow memory access to escape from the system chassis for the first time ever. And that could cause some problems if things aren't properly nailed down.
Right. So that's why it's been one of the big focuses for us is also making sure that it's all secure, because we don't see a large-scale deployment without ensuring the security that comes with it.
Yeah. And on the security side, you know, a lot of the larger companies are going to want this integrated with their SIEM. You know, they're going to want to keep an eye and a track on this. And as Stephen alluded to, it'll be the first time RAM has been outside the chassis. Yeah.
Okay. So the way I look at it is that the, you know, it takes CXL type of enabling technology comes every decade or so in the industry. It's not something that comes out all the time. And it's really good to see that everyone has now sort of consolidated around CXL. There's been a lot of different technologies over the last, I would say, 5 years that have sort of demoed or people have been going towards that are similar in nature or similar capabilities or functionality of promise. Now that there's a big consolidation around CXL with both the host and the devices and the industry as a whole, I see a lot of innovation that's going to be enabled and a lot of in the coming 1 to 3 years and beyond. And so I think this is a technology that, you know, for the next decade, we should be able to see a lot of innovations around that coming through.
There'd be a lot to integrate if I put my engineer hat on. You know, CXL is amazing. We get memory expansion. We get memory outside of hosts soon enough. If I put my architect hat on, we have a whole new way of designing solutions. If I put my product manager hat on, we need to start thinking soon. You know, is this going to be a viable product? Is it going to be adopted? You know, there's a whole lot of things to do in a company before they even think about architecting any kind of solution. You know, what's our MVP? Have you been discussing with any customers who have already maybe even started that process, who know they're going to adopt it? You know, they have a need and CXL addresses that need for them, and they've started the process with that view to maybe implementing in 2025. You know, early adopters can often make leaps and bounds ahead of companies that wait.
Yes, we have as Marwell. You know, we're not ready to announce the exact customers, but we definitely have design win in order for us to really get our first early adopters. So we know who our early adopters are, and we're working closely with the early adopters to ensure that our silicon meets their requirements at scale. Right? One of the other things that you have to keep in mind that I just thought about is that, you know, so far in the industry, all the, you know, when new memory technologies show up, it's always, all the testing is usually done by the processor companies, because the host processor companies, because that was the direct connection. Now, with these devices that we are coming out, we actually have to do the same type of testing that the processor companies do to the memories ourselves. And you need a certain scale, a certain capability in your company in order for that to be enabled. So we are working both with the memory vendors from that perspective, right? And then from the host providers, because they are familiar with it, and they also, you know, they are different, slightly different capabilities within the host as they are, you know, as CXL is evolving. And then also our end customers who then use the various hosts and the various memories. And we are sort of the silicon in the middle in some sense now. And so we have been working with all three types of groups of companies to ensure that our solution actually works. So that we see that you need to do that to make a successful business out of it, as opposed to something in the lab or something that just shows it working. So yes, we are taking the approach of ensuring that when we come out, that we have all those things already thought through, and doesn't take a long time from there to get to full production.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really, really good point. I hadn't really thought about that. I really appreciate you bringing that up. It's a new world for folks like yourselves to be in that position with memory qualification and so on. So, well, thank you so much for this conversation. It's been really, really interesting. I appreciate it. As we wrap the episode, where can people connect with you and continue the conversation about CXL and other topics, Shailesh?
Yeah, so we'll send a few links for you to be published part of this podcast, but you can also get to www.marwell.com, and through that you'll find a few videos around that, but we'll have an explicit link being sent out.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And Craig, I think you and I are going to be headed to Tech Field Day in March 8th. Maybe we'll see some of these CXL companies there. What else is going on with you?
Looking forward to hopefully seeing some CXL companies there. And I am on LinkedIn as Craig Rogers, and you can find me on Twitter at Craig Rogers MS.
For me, you'll find me at S Foskin on most social media networks. And if you'd like to learn more about that Tech Field Day I mentioned, just look me up and drop me a line. Thank you for listening to the Utilizing CXL podcast, part of the Utilizing Tech series. If you enjoyed this discussion, please do subscribe. You'll find us in your favorite podcast application. And also, please do give us a rating or a review. This podcast is brought to you by GestaltIT.com, your home for IT coverage from across the enterprise. For show notes and more episodes, go to UtilizingTech.com or find us on Twitter at UtilizingTech. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.